Now we take a break from coverage of war to hear about new music from a group called Atoms for Peace. It's the latest side project from Tom York of the influential band Radiohead. Critic Tom Moon says the new album from Atoms for Peace presents York in a new context.
Inside the famously fevered head of Tom York, the ghosts and phantoms are still working overtime. Another album, another panicked Tom York account of the fast disintegrating social fabric. This song is called Judge, Jury, and Executioner, but you don't need to know the title to sense the Kafkaesque horror that York feels as he watches people, internet zombies really, turn snap judgments into unshakable beliefs. York sounds as rattled and woeful as he does when fronting Radiohead, with some bonus raving lunatic muttering thrown in for dramatic effect. The setting, though, is much different. Radiohead's majestic grandeur is replaced by slicing, almost spastic rhythms. It's glitchy, unsettled stuff, electronic dance music as hacked by free jazz revolutionaries. At the center of this project are unusual sonic contrasts. Listen to the way this lovely long-tone melody arches over the anxious stutter of the rhythm. Some will dismiss Atoms for Peace as nothing more than Radiohead with machines. That's inevitable, because York has such a distinct identity as a singer. But what's much more significant are the ways the new band reworks some of Radiohead's core musical ideas. Those long expanses of tension, the unorthodox, ear-stretching chords that are never fully consonant or dissonant. By dropping these devices into sleek, elaborately techie rhythms, Atoms for Peace gives the phantoms inside Tom York's head a whole new shadow world to explore.
The new album by Atoms for Peace is called Amok. Our reviewer is Tom Moon. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.